Prazer poder estar aqui. Amen. I said, good evening. It's very nice to be here with you tonight. It's an honor and a blessing to be here. I was just trying to speak a little bit of Portuguese since I came here in about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I have been speaking English. So I just would like to say hello to you in Portuguese, just for you to have an idea how is our language there in Brazil. But thank you again, Pastor. For me, it's an honor for me to be here in the church. And thank you, church, also, for this opportunity for me to come to the church here, Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church. One thing that I always, I never forget to tell in churches that I come to America, and is this. I thank you and thank American churches for being sending missionaries around the world. I am a fruit of a missionary in Brazil. Brother Jimmy Rose, American missionary, left United States 50 years ago and went to Brazil to start a church. And because of his faithfulness, and because of church like you sending missionaries to our country, we are able to have other churches there in Brazil. And also, I got saved, and I got Jesus Christ as my Savior. Thank you very much for you Americans and American church to be sending missionaries around the world. I will give a little bit word of my testimony. And after I will be sending a video, I will be showing a video, and we go to the Word of God. But I was raised in a very broke home. My daddy was an alcoholic man. All the time, as a child, I would watch my daddy and my mom fighting about every day. So I was raised in that situation. My brother and I always, when we would go to bed, we would be afraid. Daddy's coming, and he's drunk. One day, tired of that situation, I was a Catholic. I started to pray and ask the Lord, "Lord, please change my family. I would like to have a peaceful family." But I was not saved by that time, but I was praying. My mom came to me when I was a teenager after a lot of fightings, a lot of discouragement in your home. My mom came to me when I was 15 years old, and she said, "John, I'm going to divorce your daddy. It's impossible to be with him." Many times, policemen would come to our home to separate the fight. Many times, when we were sleeping, my daddy would come with a knife and try to kill my mom, to kill my myself, and to kill my brother. And when my mom came to me and said that, I said, "Please give me time. I will try to help daddy." And I start to look for God. I start to look for help to help my family. And I start to read the Bible. My mom had a big Bible. And I start to read that Bible, but I could not understand anything. I start to go to different churches, Pentecostal churches, but could not find any help there. I start to read some books, Spiritism books, could not find any help there. But I got a lot of doubts in my mind. Where do people go when they die? Why Jesus died on the cross? All those questions were in my mind. And I start to read the Bible and reading books. And I found one friend of mine one time. And I asked him, "Where do people go when they die?" And this friend of mine told me, "John, I don't know about you, but I'm going to heaven." And when he told me that, I just could not sleep for 3 days, just thinking, why he's sure he's going to heaven and I'm not sure? And I told him, "I want to visit your church one day." And I went to visit his church, March 15th, 1998. And when I was there in the church, I saw the man of God, Pastor James Rose, preaching the word of God. And when he was preaching about the last words of Jesus on the Calvary, before the message was end, on the pew, I just understood in my heart, now I know Jesus died on the cross for me. Now I know Jesus died on the cross for me. Thank you, Jesus. I went to the altar and I prayed. And I asked the Lord to be my Savior. And I asked the Lord to save my soul. I got up changed. Amen. I got up with a peace in my soul. I got up understanding now I have the answer to help my dad and my mom. With peace in my mind and my soul, I went home, talked to my brother about Jesus, talked to my mom about Jesus. My brother got saved after 2 weeks. And my brother and my mom and my daddy, we were praying for them to be saved for many years. After 5 or 6 years, I became a missionary with Rock of Ages Prison Ministry. And the Rock of Ages vice president went to Brazil to preach a revival. And when I was there to translate the message, I invited my daddy. I told daddy, please don't drink. I would like you to come to the service. And my daddy came to the service. He was set in the first pew. I was this side. The vice president was that side. I was translating the message from English to Portuguese. Before the message was over, my daddy came to the altar in tears and asked Jesus to be his savior. After 20 years, after 20 days, he passed away. He died because an alcoholic damaged his liver, and he passed away. But he told me his last words was, "I'm saved. I'm going to heaven." And my mom, she got saved also. About four years later, she got Jesus Christ as her Savior, and she's faithful in church now. So all family got Jesus Christ in their heart. I became a missionary in 2002. I will show you the pictures real quickly. It's a small video. And the Lord called me to be a missionary in prisons in Brazil. Very dangerous prisons. Riots all the time. First visiting that I made in prison in Brazil, they had a riot about probably 1 week ago. And then I went to the prison. I was very afraid to be in the prison. And guess what? We did not have transportation by that time, and we took a motorcycle taxi to go there. And talking to the motorcycle taxi, he was somebody. I talked to him, I want to go to prison. I will go there to preach. And he said, "Oh, really? Are you going to prison?" I was an ex-inmate also. And I said, "Oh, first time I'm going to prison, he is an ex-inmate. Oh, Lord, help me." But finally, the Lord took me to the prison. It was a wonderful day to see people getting saved. And after 3 months praying, I will not go all the details. 3 months praying, the Lord really called me to be a missionary in the prisons in Brazil. In 13 years, I was the first missionary working as a chaplaincy in the maximum security prison. And after 13 years, the Lord has gave us a good group of family to work there. You will see the video. Okay, brother, you can. Please, you can put. More than 300 prisons in Brazil, and thousands of souls that we are trying to reach through revival team, chaplaincy program, and Prisoner Bible Institute. There are Brazilian missionaries that we are now. This is my family, Silvana, Ana Julia, and John Luke. This is Mendes' family, works in the state of Paraná, Brother Reinaldo and family. Brother Maurício is a chaplain, works in 3 big prisons, Brother Araújo family, Brother Ginaldo, works as a revival team. And this is our volunteer, Bruno, helping also in the state of Paraná. He is ministering as a chaplaincy in the prison. Took several volunteers from churches to help us in that revival. This is the missionary Brother Reinaldo, missionary Brother Aguinaldo, and some pastors and volunteers with us in that prison. Again, Brother Mauricio, preaching the word of God to the inmates. That is me. I'm giving Bibles to the new Christians. All those men that are getting the Bible, they got Jesus Christ as their Savior. New believers. This man was crying when he got that Bible. All them were in the service and got Jesus Christ and got the Bible. All of them just got Jesus Christ. We also have a ministry to the ladies' prison. These are ladies that they are Christian and they got Jesus in their heart and they have Bibles also with them. I go there with ladies and to witness to those ladies and to preach. Here we are again with American missionary Jim Jeremiah, and we are having services with the ladies. Bible class or Bible Institute. Also, the ladies were saved, and here is the ladies and the volunteer and the missionary that went with us in that revival about three weeks ago. Because we do revival team also. And there we are going to the worst prison in the state of São Paulo. Most of the leaders of a mafia are there. We were very apprehensive to get in that prison, but when we got there, 400 men stopped to hear the word of God being preached. You can see the big circle around us. Everybody just listening. The word of God being preaching. They stopped soccer, they stopped everything, and they were just listening to the word of God. I was giving gospel tract, and this man is the man that killed more than 21 people. He got saved in prison, and he got released. He was saved in prison by God's grace, and he invited him to go to his wedding. And he was very happy to see us there. A man reading the portion of the word of God. Thank you very much for your attention. Like I said, the Rock of Ages ministry was founded in the year of 2000 and was established in 2002. We started the ministry in one prison. We are in more than 70 prisons. In the year of 2014, last year, we saw over 1,050 men praying and asking the Lord to be their Savior. We have more than 2,500 students studying the Word of God, the Prisoner Bible Institute, which we have there also in Brazil. So I ask you to pray, please, for the power and protection of God upon us, upon the missionaries, monthly support, and also for more volunteers to help us, and also a vehicle need that we have now. Please pray for us about that. Let's open our Bible, please. I told the pastor to not worry about the time. I believe you cannot be worried about the time also, because I don't have a lot of vocabulary to preach. He said he doesn't have vocabulary either. I don't know if that's true or not. But I will try to do my best. If you don't understand any words that I say, please raise your hand. I didn't understand. Repeat, please. Or please correct me. But let's open your Bibles. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, we are going to read one verse, verse 12. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. Let's pray. Lord, thank you very much for your goodness. Thank you very, very much for this church, the vision, and also for the love that they have for missions. I ask you, Lord, please bless your word. Help me to speak tonight. The Holy Ghost may speak through me to your people, and may help your people. Give me the right words to be used. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. The Bible, the Word of God says, turn you to the stronghold. Yeah, prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. The year of 2004, as a young preacher, still starting my ministry, I'm still young, but in 2004, I was more younger. Anyway, as a younger preacher, I remember when our president of our mission board of Rock of Ages Prison Ministry, Dr. Ron Gers, he went to Brazil. He already is in glory. He is in heaven right now. But he went to Brazil for the first time. And he preached in several churches in Brazil, and also he preached in one of our conferences. And when he was preaching the Word of God, after the message, we could see the power of God among the people, and also the power of God using the man of God. Every message, every service was different. We could see the touch of God upon the man of God. I went to my home wondering and thinking how he can have the anointing of God upon his life. I want that for my life. I have a big responsibility here in Brazil to reach my nation for Christ, to reach other states, other prisons. I want to talk to Brother Gers in private to find out how he preaches that way with power. I called his hotel room. I talked to him. Brother Gers, I would like to talk to you in private. I would like to have a little time with you. Would you please give me a little time? He said, yes, Brother John. Are you ready for breakfast about 6 o'clock? And as a young man, I just, wow, 6 o'clock to eat? And I said, that's okay. 6 o'clock, I will not be hungry, but that's okay. I go to the hotel at 6 o'clock. I went there to the hotel to talk to him. And I asked him, I opened my Bible in that verse of the scripture when Elijah was just going to heaven and his servant went to him and said, I want a double portion of your anointing upon me. And I told Brother Gers about that. I want you, please, to pray. But I was very sincere. I want you to pray, Dr. Gers. I want the double portion of your spirit upon my life. Please pray. I have a bigger responsibility. I don't know how to do it, this ministry. Please pray. And he just bowed his head very humbly. He said, "Oh, Brother John, you don't know what you are asking. You don't know, you know. But anyway, if you are asking this, one thing you can do. Go to your room. Close the door of your room. Bow your knees before God. And pray. Earnest pray. Earnest pray. And you see the Lord using your life." And it just came to my mind again. We read a verse of the scripture right now. "Turn you to the stronghold, yeah, prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee." Double unto thee. I'm preaching tonight about the stronghold. And I believe Dr. Gers, that by that time he was explaining to me as a young preacher, for me to go to the stronghold. Stronghold. What it means. There are a lot of explanation about stronghold. A fortified place or a fortress. A place of survival or refuge. Stronghold, fortification. A defensible place. The stronghold was used as a structure to defend against attack during the battle. It is a refuge. It is a shelter during the battle. A stronghold also, as a noun, could be a haven, retreat, sanctuary, hideout, hiding place. The God's people were told to return to the land of Israel, where the Lord would be their fortress and strength and stronghold. God gave demand them to go back to the land of Israel. In Joel chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible tells us, "The Lord also shall roar of Zion and letter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heaven and the earth shall speak. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel." The people of Israel were prisoners in the land of captivity, and they were to be delivered. They lost their lands, they lost their identity, they lost their hope, their enemy got victory on them. God promised them, if they turn to the stronghold, they would have everything back in double, in double. Israel lost everything, but God said, "Israel, if you go back to the stronghold, you will have everything back." Many Christians lost identity. Many Christians lost their hope. Many Christians lost everything. The enemy got victory on them. But God wants you to go back to the stronghold. In the stronghold, you will have everything back to you. Many Christians today are in the same situation Israel were. Prisoners of sin, prisoners of discouragement, prisoners of hope, prisoners of unbelief. And God is saying to you, turn back to the stronghold. The stronghold is his presence. The stronghold is his presence. I mean, the place where you'll be praying and asking the Lord to strengthen you back again. Who is the stronghold? God Almighty is the stronghold. Who is the stronghold? The Lord of Lords is the stronghold. Who is the stronghold? The King of Kings, God is the stronghold. Do you need a retreat tonight? Go to the stronghold. Prayer, the word of God, the zeal that you lost probably will come back. The strength that you probably lost will come back. Probably you are just living the Christianity in the flesh, the strength of flesh. But God does not want us to live the Christianity in the flesh. He wants us to live in spirit. He wants us to sing in spirit. He wants us to preach in spirit. He wants us to evangelize in spirit, not in flesh. And when we go to the stronghold, we get everything back. Not only back, but in double. The desire to read the Bible is not something that you do mechanical, or the prayer mechanical. No. When you go back to the stronghold, you will read your Bible with zeal and desire and fire for God. So zeal will be in double. Grace will be in double. Strength will be in double because you turned to the stronghold. Where are you at tonight? Are you out of the stronghold or are you in the stronghold? If you are out, God wants you to turn back to the stronghold. Let's pray. Lord, thank you very much for your word. I ask you, Lord, please help us to look above. Help us to be in the stronghold. Oh, Lord, please help us to not forget that you desire to be close to us. Your desire is, Lord, to use our lives. Help us to walk in spirit, in the power of the spirit and not in the power of the flesh. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Stand as we have a hymn of invitation. If the Lord Jesus has spoken to your heart, we encourage you to come. And you'd like to just come to the altar and just pray and ask the Lord to help you, whatever area you need. Maybe you need to be saved. If you will do as Brother John shared his testimony, repenting of sin and calling upon the